Why
it was very interesting what you said upstairs. You were the mentor. I didn't get it. You were the mentor?
Chosen mentor.
You were chosen mentor, mentoring a friend.
Yes.
And it didn't work at some point.
It didn't work. Now it didn't work in the end because there were some heavy feedbacks from other people.
Okay.
And I wrote this feedback and I could not share it with her. Mm-hmm. I protected her, and it's not in my aim and not in my role to do. And this was very heavy. Mm-hmm. And I feel that feedbacks have to be known by everybody with the names. And it's too easy to make feedback.
Sure. Also from the newcomer. The newcomer should know.
Everybody.
Yes.
And everywhere in Oroville, we should stop to have feedback without giving the name of the person who was giving the feedback.
Absolutely.
It's so important.
Yes.
You have no transparency.
So do you think that being a mentor can be a hard work?
No. No. It's nice. It's nice. It's pleasant. I really like to be. I have also other nationalities. No, it's nice. It's beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Welcome. Thank you. I'm happy that I could see this. I didn't know that, you know, I'm a little bit...
Thank you.
Uli, can I ask you a question? Oroville Radio. You're all leaving now. What do you make of this meeting?
I think it was a good meeting.
Yes.
I had a good feeling about it. It wasn't aggressive. It was coming from a space of trying to improve. I was happy about it.
Do you think mentoring should be made compulsory for Orovillian?
No. Because if you make it compulsory, then you get people being forced to do something they don't like, and the outcome will be negative. But there should be more information sharing, and the people who are mentors should be asked to find other mentors to participate, because they can give the information and they can convince their friends to sign up.
What do you think should be the length of time for a newcomer?
I think what it is now is fine with me. The 1 year and a bit more is good.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Anything else you want to say?
No, I'm good.
Thank you.
Yes.
I want to ask you, what do you think of the meeting? How did it go for you?
I've taken a vow of silence.
Oh, come on. Frederica, what do you think about the meeting? How was it for you?
Yeah, it was okay. It was a start, I would say. I think we have to continue. Because many questions are now raising after. No? So, for example, if I would choose to be a mentor, I would like to support. And I don't know why we need another support team. I would like to be a support for a newcomer. I don't want to be a control institution. So that is one of the questions I have.
How many mentors do you think there should be for one newcomer?
I mean, at the moment, at the entry process is already nominated. We can't change it. So two, if we are able to find a third one, fine. But I think for 1 year, two are efficient.
There are also not enough people to do the mentors, no?
That's it.
How
so
do you
I
think?
Find, I find two are okay for the moment.
Have you been a mentor before?
I have in the past.
And how was it?
It's just fine. I think there are 10 or more than 10 Orovillians around.
Does it take a lot of your time to be a mentor?
I will not say a lot of time, but a lot of consideration, a lot of openness, a lot of intuition, support.
It doesn't take time from your
it
work?
It does not take time.
So it's
time.
Okay to do
no,
it?
No, I do it in my free time. It's like an addition.
If you had to say a word to encourage Orovillians to offer themselves as mentors, what would you say to them?
I would say, look, it can be so interesting as we are a growing community and we do not know the new people, at least I don't know, only in the context of my work or my private activities. It's such a chance to meet the new further Orville community, no? So, and it's nice to really go hand by hand, because I was also once a newcomer, and I'm very glad to that people were around me who gave me new perception and support. So my main focus is on support.
Was your newcomer period very hard when you were a newcomer?
Not at all. not at all.
Do you think it is harder now?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, there are so many more obligations. It was just very informal. It was in the 80s. Oh, in the 90s. Yeah, I was once here in the 80s and later end of 90s. Much easier. Okay. Yes.
Thank you very much, Federico. Okay, Raquel, how was the meeting for you?
Nice.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice.
Is this one of the many meetings we're going to have about to learn mentoring and...
Yeah, to clarify what is the role of the mentor, I think that was one of the questions, which was really coming. And I think it is nice that it is like this, because in fact, it is not somebody who can say from outside, what is the mentor, what is the role of the mentor. It should come from the wisdom of the people, from the experience of the people.
Do you think that mentoring should be made compulsory for Rovilians to...
No, I don't think so. It should be done on a voluntary basis.
Yeah. What would you say to encourage them to take part, to step?
I believe very much into the genuine interest of Auroville to contribute to the project of Auroville. So, if this mentoring thing is something which is relevant to the deeper life of Auroville, to the construction of Auroville, to the helping people, brotherhood, and so on, I think people will naturally come. Yeah.
What are the qualities for becoming a mentor? Like, can anybody do a mentor, or you need?
Yes, I think so. Yes, I mean, of course, there should be. Ultimately, you see, mentoring is not a process where you only know something and push something to the newcomer. It's a two-way learning process, and I think that mentoring is a way also for Orvilian to open to the world, open to difference, enrich themselves, enlarge their consciousness, do the work of Orvilian. In fact, that's a concrete thing. So of course you need to be interested in people, in the difference, in something which is not like you, in opposition, questioning people without being too loading, too heavy, just be inviting.
How much time does it take from your, to be a mentor? How much time
I think
from
maybe Dominic, you can speak about it, because you see your mentees. Do you think it is enough what you do? What? How long do you...
Have you been a mentor before? Are you a mentor?
I am a mentor for 3 people now.
Okay. How long have you been a mentor now?
Like, I would say 6 months. So it's quite a recent experience. And the more I go and the more I think that I need to learn. This was very obvious for me.
Does it take a lot of your time?
No. But it's the quality of the exchange and the sharing, which is not so easy. What is easy for me is to coach and to see from time to time the mentee, to say, how are you going, how is your work, how is your accommodation, and blah, blah, blah. But this is not the main thing. I think that the more, and this is what I said at the end of the session, is that to be inspiring the mentee, the newcomer. Okay. This is related, and this puts back the question to myself. How do I inspire people? How do I am inspired?
Myself, am I inspired?
How am I inspired by the goals and the raison d'être of being an Orovillian? Mm. And it's not so much a question of time, it's a question of dedication and being involved in that, the depth of this. And as I said, I had today a very feeling, important sense of being of brotherhood, and of sharing in a space of trust and collaboration with my other Orovillian fellows to find out the truth of this new situation, which we are very much at the beginning of a process. For me, this was very clear. And we are just putting the milestones of becoming capable as a collective body to embody the a little bit of the Orovillian truth, and to share it with people, with new people.
When you became a newcomer, how long?
10 years ago.
And was it difficult for you to become?
No, because I was the partner of a returning Orovillian, and all doors were opening, and he had a lot of friends, and it was very much like a red carpet.
Okay, so it was easy for you. And for you, was it difficult?
Very difficult.
Yeah,
when was it? Because I was a returning Orovillian.
Oh, okay.
10 years ago, no? I have been accepted by the mother. So somehow there was a feeling that I am a Rovellian. Mm-hmm. And then I remember I was in the entry service and they said, oh, but you are returning Rovellian. Raquel, we know you, everybody, and so on, so it's no problem. You are a Rovellian. We don't need to go through a newcomer program, a newcomer period. Okay. So I saw, you are like this, yeah. And then just somebody came from outside and said, ah, yes, but you have been out more than you have been in, so you should start again. Oh! But then afterward, I saw that, in fact, many things had changed during my absence, and I needed somehow to reconnect and take acknowledge what was happening. And I don't know everything what has happened. I have discovered all these years, and that's quite important. So, yeah, that is in that sense that I say it was difficult, but in fact it was not. I mean, you should play the game, no?
Sure. Yeah. Okay, thank you very much. Unless you have anything else to say. You know.
Thank you for your interview.
Okay, thank you very much.
Michaela and Dominique.
Dominique, thank you, Dominique.
And I don't remember your name either.
Gino.
Gino.
For Rovil Radio.
And I don't know yours.
Stefano.
Hi, Hélène. Your name is on the. You're one of the candidates.
I vote for him.
I would be happy.
How do you think the meeting went?
No, it's very good, very interesting, and I like the atmosphere of sharing. Yes, everybody had the space to say what you want. No, I like very much.
Yes. Do you think, when did you become a newcomer?
7 years ago.
Did you think it was hard for you to be a newcomer?
No, it was very easy at this period for me.
Do you think now it is harder?
I don't think, no. Perhaps it's there is more. The process is a little bit more complicated, perhaps, to understand by newcomer.
If you had to make some changes, what would you do? What would you change?
I don't know if I have some idea about that. I don't know enough, in fact, in the process, in the details. I think the most important, because I receive as I work in the Matrimondir, so I have many. Guests and volunteers working with me and some newcomers too. The main problem for them was the communication, in fact, with the group. And sometimes they feel that they were not welcome by the entry service. So I think that is really different now. So it's very important that people there, that they are on the first line to receive people, to welcome people, they have really to be with open heart, and because we need more and more people coming. And not to discourage people, in fact, not to put a fence like that. So that is, I think, is the most important.
Some time ago, some people were saying that there is a big influx of local Indians joining, becoming, wanting to be newcomers. And some people said that there were too many of them. What's your view about that?
I think we should maintain a balance, of course. Huh? It's very important to know the motivation to become Rovellian, Indian or non-Indians, in fact. So it's very important, this point, in fact, that Rovellia is a very different place in the world. And so there is an engagement, in fact, a heavy decision to take to participate to this project of Rovellia. So that is not economic reason or financial reason, is not that. Absolutely not.
Thank you. Anything else you want to say?
No, I think it's okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Matri Prasad, yeah?
Matri Prasad.
And Anandi.
Anandi.
No. Have you ever been in the entry group?
I have been at the beginning when I came to Auroville for a while. I was part of the remittance service at the time in Baratrinos.
Mm-hmm.
And there was an embryonic, let's say, entry service at the time with Jana.
What age was that? What year?
It was around at the end of the 80s, so let's say maybe 28 years ago. So my very brief experience. And I found at the time that I was not capable. I had not the capacity to look behind so much. I was new, too much new in Norway. And that is for me one component very important.
So you were in the entry group?
I was in trial time, because Jana told me, you are very young, please come, let's see what. At the time there was Andy, there was Premalik, There was yes, it was Alan. I mean, there were, you know, kind of.
Are you one of the candidates now?
I'm now he's one of the candidates.
So do you think now you know more? You
know now he can do.
Yes.
I've experience.
I don't know. It depends. You know, the two groups. They are more or less seeing what is necessary. So I will not be there to decide, of course.
Yes, but with the mentor, yeah, I think that it's okay. The entry board.
I am a mentor.
Mentor.
I'm already a mentor. Yeah. I'm mentoring. It's a very good experience. I find this element is very.
How is it to be a mentor?
For me,
it's beautiful.
Yeah.
You learn so much. Actually, we are mentees and the mentor.
Exactly. All of Rovinian has to be mentor.
Does it take time of your, you know, your own time from your work to being a mentor?
No, you take a coffee with one person, you go to see 1 hour. I know.
Depends, each case is different.
That is riff.
When there is a connection, it's very easy, actually.
If you had to give a word to all Rovinians to please come forward and be a mentor, what would you say to
them? My last girl now is a Rovinian, Radhika. From India, I invite her to my Mudrachi class, for instance, and after we became quite friends.
I would say it's a very good experience to participate
exactly.
in our. It's a kind of commitment, responsibility, and service.
Would you make it compulsory for Rovilians?
No, you cannot make compulsory in Rovilians. But
also because not everybody can be a mentor.
No, everybody can. But I tell you, it's for this I talk about the contact person. Because contact could be compulsory.
Okay,
thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Thank you,
Max Stefano.
Italian.
Yes. There is an invasion of Italians. I don't know what.
Yeah.